Bhagavan and his loving devotees. 021. Title: The Servant Named Antaryami. There was a great devotee named Sri Trilochan who loved to serve Bhagavan's devotees. But he was never satisfied with his service because it was only his wife who could help him. But he wished to employ some helpers so he could cook more prasad to distribute to the devotees. One day, to fulfill the desire of Sri Lochan, Bhagavan took the form of a servant and appeared at Sri Trilochan's house. Bhagavan had no shoes and wore a torn blanket over his shoulder. Seeing the pitiable condition of this poor laborer, Sri Trilochan asked him of Kahansayai, "Where have you come from?" The humble servant said, "I have come to serve you." So Trilochan said, "Yes, I need a servant to help me serve the saintly persons who visit my home." Bhagavan, disguised as a servant, said, "I will happily serve you if our natures are compatible." Trilochan replied, "Why would another's nature not match your nature?" Then Bhagavan said, "Every day I eat 5 or 6 kilos of rice. Because of this, you, as my master, may become upset with me and then fire me." The servant spoke further, "I know all of the rules and regulations of the 4 varnas. I can carry out all my work perfectly. I don't require any help from anyone. As far as serving devotees, which you want to engage me in as your servant, I have been serving devotees for my whole life. Serving devotees is not a new service for me. I agree to become your servant, and my name is Antaryami." The devotee Sri Trilochan said, "You can eat as much as you want. Don't feel shy about eating." Then Trilochan gave Antaryami a pair of new shoes and a new blanket and arranged for him to bathe very nicely. Trilochan told his wife, "Keep Antaryami as your servant and make sure he eats to his full satisfaction. Otherwise, he will run away and will not find such a nice servant like him, because he has agreed to help us serve the devotees every day. So we must live together throughout our lives, serving the devotees and singing the glories of the Lord Hari." Many saintly persons would come to Trilochan's house to take prasad, and Antaryami would massage the feet of the devotees and serve them food. And in this way, for 1 year, he served all the devotees. But then one day there was a slight disagreement about food, and Antaryami, the servant, suddenly disappeared. Why? Because a few days before this, the wife of Trilochan visited one of her girlfriends, and her girlfriend said, "You look so skinny and weak. Why is this?" And the wife said, "What can I do? We have this servant at home that eats so much food, there's nothing left for me. So thus I'm getting very weak. But please don't tell anyone, because if my servant comes to know about this, then he will leave immediately." Antaryami, the servant, was actually the real Antaryami, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the Paramatma, in everyone's heart. So his ears are everywhere. Sarvata panipadam tat sarvato shi shiromukam. So he heard the wife complaining about him, so he immediately left his duty and left Trilochan's house. Seeing this, Trilochan became practically lifeless. After Antaryami, the servant, left, Sri Trilochan stopped eating and drinking. He told his wife, "Alas, where can I ever find such an intelligent servant? We are very unfortunate. Why did you speak like that? He was so fond of serving the devotees. Now what can I do to bring him back?" Suddenly, an Akashvani spoke, "Please, Trilochan, eat and drink something. I am very pleased with your service mentality, and that is why I agreed to become your servant in order to help you serve the devotees. I am actually your servant because I am controlled by your devotion. I eternally reside in your house. If you want, then I can return and serve while staying inside your house." Hearing this Akashvani, Trilochan was stunned. He thought, "Oh, shame on me. Bhagavan came to my house disguised as a servant, and I treated the Supreme Lord just like my servant, and I didn't offer any service to him. Oh, how shameful I am. People call me a devotee, but what kind of devotee am I? I was so foolish that I could not even recognize Bhagavan when he was right in my midst. And Bhagavan overlooked all my defects. He's so affectionate that he only saw my good qualities and ignored all my faults. He stayed for 1 year in my house, but I could not recognize him. I am such a fool." In this way, Sri Trilochan was always absorbed in thoughts of Antaryami.